Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Tamil Lochan Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Sloka 56. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to read the introduction of Prabhuji. Tamil Lochan Prabhuji was born in Mysore in the Madhava Brahmin family in 1973. Brought up in Andhra Pradesh in a very orthodox family where he developed a natural taste for inquiry into the mysteries of God's creation. Passed out of Narayan Engineering Research Institute, Calcutta in 1994. It is there in the college as a cadet he came in touch with the devotees of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He found that all the unanswered questions were completely satisfied in the books of Srila Prabhupada. Still, as an engineering student, he studied Bhagavad Gita five times and mastered the Gaudiya Vaishnava Vedanta philosophy in a short period of 2 years and was initiated into the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya by His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. He joined the Merchant Navy as an engineering officer and worked for 3 years. During this time, he felt urged to teach the message of Gita to children and youth who are misguided by consumerism. So, he gave up his lucrative job and joined ISKCON Mira Road, where he was promoted as the vice president of ISKCON Mira Road within a year and is currently the co-president of ISKCON Mira Road. He is also a visiting professor in MS University for Management and Social Work Faculties. And also conduct seminars on personality development topics in educational and corporate sectors. His only concern is that the children and youth should understand the moral and spiritual values as enunciated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. His life is dedicated to teaching children and youth. Hare Krishna. This is the brief introduction of this topic.
Prabhuji didn't join.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Nandavat Pranam, please accept my beloved senses, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 56th Sloka. Whenever you are ready, please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Can you start sharing the screen, Mataji? The verse.
Yes, Mataji.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashtaprayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, text number 56. Ubhayam smarataha Umsaha Praswapa Pratibhodayo Anveti Vatirichyeta Tat Jnanam Brahma Tat Param. Ubhayam smarata pumsaha Ubhayam smarata pumsaha Praswapa pratibhodayo प्रस्वाप प्रतिबोधयो अन्वेति व्यतिरिच्येत अन्वेति व्यतिरिच्येत तज्ज्ञानं ब्रह्म तत्परम् तज्ज्ञानं ब्रह्म तत्परम्. उभयम् बोथ टाइप्स ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस स्लीप एंड वेकफुलनेस स्मरतः रिमेम्बरिंग पुंसः ऑफ द पर्सन प्रस्वाप ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस ड्यूरिंग स्लीप प्रतिबोधयोः एंड ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस व्हाइल अवेक अन्वेति extends through vyatirichyeta may reach beyond tat that jnanam knowledge brahma the supreme brahman tat that param transcendental. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. If one's dreams during sleep are merely subject matters witnessed by the Supreme Soul, how can the living entity who is different from the Super Soul remember the activities of the dream? The experiences of one person cannot be understood by other. Therefore, the knower of the facts, the living entity who inquires into the incidents manifested in dream and wakefulness is different from circumstantial activities. The knowing factor is Brahman. In other words, the quality of knowing belongs to the living entity into the Supreme Soul. Thus, the living entity can also experience the activities of dreams and wakefulness. In both stages, the knower is unchanged, but in qualitatively one with the Supreme Brahman. Purport. In knowledge, the living entity is qualitatively one with the Supreme Brahman. But quantity of the Supreme Brahman is not the same as that of the living entity. So he is a part of Brahman. But because the living entity is Brahman in quality, he can remember the past activities of dreams. And also know the present activities of wakefulness. Om Ajnana Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadam Tikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagranta Shishna Karmitamsya Shri Ra हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Ananta Deva is speaking these verses. Ananta Deva is worshipped by Chitraketu, the king of the Vidyadharas, and being worshipped by, glorified by Chitraketu, Ananta became very happy. Ananta is Adi Guru. And his pravachan we are hearing. So first Ananta says to Chitraketu that, oh Chitraketu, you have chanted the mantra. At the same time you worshipped, as explained by Narada and Angira. So, my darshan you are having in front of you, it is because of your mantra siddhi. Mantra siddhi. Constantly chanted the mantra given by Narada. The perfection of the mantra has manifested in front of you in my form. So, the Lord is known as Mantra Murtim Amurtikam. He is actually the form of the mantra. So what is the perfection of the mantra? Perfection of mantra is the manifestation of the Lord in front of you, or maybe sometimes in your heart. So when Ananta is appearing and is giving transcendental knowledge to all of us through Chitraketu, then how does he explain the transcendental knowledge? He explains the transcendental knowledge saying that I am the super soul in every living entity heart and the cause of everyone. And he also says that Shabda Brahma Param Brahma Manobhe Ubhe Shashwati Tanu. Ubhe Shashwati Tanu. What are the two aspects of my form? One is Paramatma and or the Brahman and scriptures. Shabda Brahma Param Brahma Mamobhe Shashwati Tanu. Shabda Brahma is scriptures. And also this whole world which is known as Parabrahma, the impersonal Brahman, that is also one of the body of Krishna. So whatever you find in this world, whether real or unreal, everything is nothing but manifestation of Brahman. It is all Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman. In Vaishnava understanding, it is known as Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman. Everything is energy of Krishna. So this whole world is made of matter, and the matter is nothing but energy of Krishna. All the manifestations, whatever you find in this world, is nothing but my energy. Even to such an extent, the living entity is also my energy. So in this way, he starts giving introduction to the transcendental knowledge. Then he talks about the nature of this world when the living entity is bound. What is the position of the living entity when he is conditioned state of consciousness? In the conditioned state of consciousness, the living entity has forgotten Brahman. Brahma forgotten the knowledge about Krishna. Then he goes on further describing that how in the conditioned state of consciousness are at three levels, or three states of conditioned consciousness. What are they? Jagrata, Swapna, and Sushupti. So when you say conditioned consciousness, it is three states. So what is Jagrata? Jagrata state of consciousness is when your body, both subtle body and gross body, both are active. When only subtle body is active, gross body is sleeping, inactive, that is known as dream state of consciousness or Swapna. And the third state of consciousness is Sushupti, when both gross body and subtle body, both are inactive. There are some philosophers who say that this gross body and subtle body, who say that Sushupti is liberation, when the soul has lost its identity and merged in Brahman. But our Vaishnava philosophy says that no, Sushupti is also a conditioned state of consciousness, because when you wake up from the dreamless state of consciousness, you tell, oh, I had a good sleep. That means you have an experience of having good sleep. Who experienced that? Who experienced that? In this way, our Acharya has explained that how this dreamless state of consciousness is also a state of conditioned consciousness. That is why to get out of these three states of consciousness, there is no other way other than to meditate on Krishna. All the different things what we see in this dream. And when you wake up, you also see certain different things. That is also a dream. Ultimately, what you see in this world is all things are unreal. In dream, you see a lion. Then you have the same experience of being fearful. So when you wake up, you see a lion. Then also you have the same experience. So what is the difference between the lion in the dream and the lion when you are in the wakeful state of consciousness? In both are creating you same experience of fear. So if you tell the lion in the dream is illusion, how better is the wake illusion in the wakeful state is better than the illusion in the dream state? So ultimately, everything in this world is illusion. But there is an important point to be known. The point is, what is the understanding of illusion, Maya, from the Vaishnava point of view? From the Vaishnava point of view, illusion or Maya is not in the object, it is in my concept, in my thought process. Illusion is in my mind. Illusion is not in the object. So, the lion in the dream and the lion which you see in the forest when you are going in the forest or it just attacks you, both the lions are real. But they are temporary. Because experiences in this world is temporary, even the objects are also temporary. Like for example, you love a person in this world, then that person is living only for 30, 40, 50 years. After he dies, he's going to die or she's going to die. And the emotions what you have for that person will also die, gone. In the previous life, you saw, you loved some man. And you know, this life, you don't even remember whom you loved, gone. You love somebody else. So the emotions for a particular person or the feelings what you have in a subtle body, that is also temporary. And the objects in this world, which you are perceiving in the wakeful state of consciousness, they are also temporary. The world is temporary, but not unreal. So that is what is being described in the in our philosophy. So there is one example given by Sripada Madhvacharya to explain the philosophy of how the world is real. And there is one more philosophy of Sripada Shankaracharya which talks about how the world is unreal or illusion. That is known as theory of illusion, and that is known as Vivartavada. Vivarta means theory of illusion. Vivarta. Vivarta means illusion. Vada means theory, the theory of illusion. Sripada Shankaracharya explains by giving the example of rope and snake. A man is walking on the road and he sees the rope and thinks it is a snake. So as much as a snake doesn't exist, the same way the world doesn't exist. It's only illusion to be afraid of the snake. There is no snake. The same way this world is like the snake, which is, you are seeing something which is not there only. Now, the mobile what you are seeing, or the TV what you are seeing, the laptop you what is seeing, the house, the fan is there. Nothing is there. They are only illusion. You superimpose your consciousness with some ideas of matter. That is why you find some reality. So in this way, all the three states of consciousness are actually illusion, because conditioning is only a superimposition of ignorance onto your consciousness. There is no matter at all. So it's only some subtle maya which is attacking you. And once gone, then you understand your Brahman. When you come out of ignorance that this world is real, and you think that this world doesn't exist, and you understand this world doesn't exist, you become God. Ghata Kash Patakash. There is a Akash inside the pot. When the pot is broken, then the Akash within the pot and Akash outside the pot, sky within the pot and the sky outside the pot, both become the same. Over. The whole goal of life is to destroy the pot. That is called illusion. And because of that illusion, you think that you're an individual soul. You have individual identity. Actually, there is no individual identity when the pot is broken, because Akash, Akash. There's Akash inside, Akash outside. No, now after the pot is gone, no new Akash, nothing else. The individuality of the Akash within the pot is lost. So the same way here, Sripada Shankaracharya gives examples, world is not there only. Now, Sripada Madhvacharya establishes the Vaishnava understanding of this world by bringing this concept of Vivartavada, but in a different way. He takes the same example of Sripada. Sripada Madhvacharya takes the same example of Sripada Shankaracharya and explains, yeah, it is true that there is no snake. The snake is not real. But for this person who is walking on the road in darkness to see the rope and then think it is a snake, why he thought it is a snake? Because he saw a real rope. The rope is real. If the rope would have not been real, then how can he see the snake, which is illusion? So this material world is real. But our understanding about this material world to be permanent place of enjoyment, that is unreal. So the illusion, there is nothing wrong with the rope. You see the rope and think to be a snake. Who is at fault? The rope is not at fault. Illusion is not with the rope. The illusion is in the person who is looking at the rope.
So somebody looks at a
wife and say, you are Maya. Wife is not Maya. Job is not Maya. Business is not Maya. House is not Maya. To think she is my wife and she is the object of my enjoyment, we eternally going to be with the same wife and be happy throughout life, Majanma Chanmanta, Sarjan Monkarishta, and all this is all illusion. So the illusion is in your mind to think that this world is meant for my enjoyment. That is illusion. Illusion is not an object. Objects are real. That is our Sripad Madhvacharya's theory of Jagat Satyam. This Jagat is Satya. Truth. It may be temporary, but it is not false. It is not. Maya is in your consciousness. So this is what Sripad Shankaracharya describes. Madhvacharya describes. And then he brings on another point. For this person to see the rope and think to be the snake, where did his idea of snake come from? Because there is a real snake somewhere which he has experienced. That is why he is thinking this rope to be the snake. That means there is a real world, real happiness, eternal world, for which he has experience of. And now he wants, he's seeing this world to be like that. That is a problem. The problem is not in our endeavor to become happy, blissful. The problem is not in our endeavor to become eternal. But we are trying to find eternity and bliss in matter. That is the problem. That is illusion. The endeavor to become happy is not problem. But endeavor to bring out happiness from matter, which is non-existing, that is called illusion. We say, take the old thing, same old thing, start doing the same thing. And then expect, I'll be happy. People think, oh, by doing that, I'll become happy. I'll do this job, I'll become happy. Oh, I'll get this house, I'll become happy. I'll get married, I'll become happy. Oh, I have children, I'll become happy. Oh, I'll start a business, become happy. No, these things are not going to make you at all. It is going to lead you from one misery to another misery. That's all. But is it wrong to try to become happy? There's nothing wrong because it is a swarup of the jiva to become happy. So, but try to bring happiness from the proper place, from spiritual life. So here, after explaining this very important concept to be known, then Ananta, he explains, you should know the Supreme Lord because of Krishna present in your heart as Paramatma. We are able to experience different things within the three states of consciousness. Knowledge is because, knowledge means here awareness. I am aware that there is a fan rotating on the ceiling of my room. I am aware in the dream I saw a snake. In the dream I saw a beautiful building. In the dream I was under the water in the submarine or something like that. So many things you see in the dream. It is all because of Paramatma in our heart. Chit Shakti, Sat Chit and Ananda. Chit Shakti is manifested by the Supreme Lord in our consciousness, by which we are able to experience different emotions in all the three states of consciousness. I know that I had a good sleep. I dreamt a lion in my sleep. Oh, I am able to see a lion. I am able to see this car. I am able to see this thing. Why? It is because of the presence of Supreme Lord in your heart. As Paramatma, that is why Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwaraha, Paramatma Edityaptyukto, Dehe Spin Purusha Paraha. So, the soul in itself cannot do anything until the Paramatma blesses. That is why he says, Sukham cha nirgunam brahma tam atmanam avehimam. Tam atmanam avehimam. Know that I am the atmanam, I am the soul. By whom? Yena prasuptaha purushaha svapnam vedatmanastada. Previous verse. In all the three states of consciousness, Vedatmanastada. In that Sukham cha nirgunam brahma. Nirgunam brahma. The all-pervading Brahman is actually in everybody's heart as Paramatma. Bhagavan, Brahman, Bhagavan, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan, three features. They are somewhat explained in the previous words. Now, the subject matter is, if it is the Brahman or the Paramatma who is experiencing, then what is the position of Jiva? I think the Jiva is as good as Paramatma and is Paramatma only. So there is no Jiva, separate existence from the Paramatma. No. There is an individual existence, eternal existence of Jiva in the mind, in our consciousness, or existence of Jiva, separate from the Paramatma. And that is what is described. That means the Dvaita Siddhanta. That is, Ishvara Jiva Bheda has been described in this particular verse for today. Based on the concept of, based on the subject of three states of consciousness. The whole of Vedanta philosophy or by any acharya, they discuss these three states of consciousness very intricately with different kinds of logic and establish their siddhanta. Sripa Shankaracharya establishes his Vivartavada by the same analysis of the three states of consciousness of the Jiva. Sripad Ramanujacharya establishes Visheshadvaita Siddhanta by analyzing these three states of consciousness. Because what is perceivable for us is the three states of consciousness. That is what is perceivable. Krishna is not perceived. So you cannot examine Krishna and understand things. So science means something, you have to examine something which is perceivable, isn't it? So Vedanta is actually perfect science. That is why these Vedantists, they examined the three states of consciousness very nicely and concluded many, many things, or concluded their own Siddhanta. Now our Vaishnava Acharyas, they established the duality. Duality here means not Dvandva. Duality here means the distinction between Atma and Paramatma. That is Jiva Ishvara Bheda, by analyzing these three states of consciousness. So there is another analysis of three states of consciousness. How do they analyze? By asking a question. What is the question? The question is, how does a person in the waking state remember what he has observed during the sleep? And after the sleep, when he wakes up, he says, I slept happily. Now, if I saw a lion in my dream, and you saw a peacock in your dream, I don't know that you saw a peacock. And you don't know I saw a lion. That means, there is a separate individual experiencer, a conscious person who has individual experience. And that shows that person who is experiencing is the soul, distinct from the super soul. So, not only that, when you investigate both the states of consciousness, deep sleep and waking state, and in that you will find that they are two different things. What are the two different things here? In the deep sleep, after waking up, I say, I had a nice sleep. In the dream state, when I wake up, I say, in my dream, I saw this. That is called Ubhayam. What is the meaning of Ubhayam? Smarataha Pumsaha Praswapa Pratibhodayoho. During the waking state and the deep sleep state, person is observing. There is an observation. I slept nicely. I am seeing this. And when you say, I am seeing that, that means you are seeing something different from you. So this is called Jiva, the living entity. Now, using these three states of consciousness, analyzing it in their own way, Sripa Shankaracharya and Vedanta Mahayavadis, they establish that the person who is experiencing is not the Jiva. It is actually Brahman only. Though he thinks that I am experiencing, I am seeing this, I saw that, it is all illusion. Because nothing like that really exists. And that is known as Drishti Shrishti Vada. Drishti Shrishti Vada means what? Things exist because I am seeing it. Actually, they don't exist. You stop seeing, then it doesn't exist. And you are seeing things because you are in illusion. Of course, these are a little bit too philosophical subject matters to understand if there is no proper background of some philosophy. But since the verse is talking about it, I have to also speak things which are the subject matter of this verse. So our acharyas, they have really done Mayavad Khandana and then brought up this philosophy of how the living entity is a reality and is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. There is qualitative oneness, quantitative distinction. So, tat jnanam brahma tat param. Know that thing which is superior, param, is Brahma. Tat jnanam brahma tat param. Tat param means transcendental or superior. Superior to what? Superior to the soul. So Jiva is not Parabrahma, but is known as Jiva Brahman. Now, there is a question asked here. In the scriptures, Jiva is also addressed as Brahman. What to speak of Upanishads and other scriptures? In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Jiva has been described as Brahman. Kim tad Brahma? Kim adhyatmam purushottama? Arjuna asks this question. Kim tad brahma? Then Krishna answers this question by Arjuna in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Very important chapter. So where this word Brahman refers to the living entity. kim tad brahma, kim adhyatmam, kim karma, purushottama. So what is the Brahman? Krishna says, adhyajna, and then Krishna says that aksharam brahma paramam. Straightforward, in one line, Krishna says aksharam param, aksharam paramam brahman. The living entity, which is akshara, paramam, is indestructible, it is transcendental, is called Brahman. So the living entity is called Brahman. The Supreme Lord is also called Brahman. How come two different things have the same name? If they have same name, that means they are same objects. So that was the question asked by Jayasimha. During Madhvacharya's pastimes, Madhvacharya is, his books were stolen by at that time on Shankaracharya. Then he went and complained to the king. The king got the books and then brought it in his house, in his kingdom, in his palace. The whole purpose is that Madhvacharya would come to his house and purify his house. So Jayasimha, when he received Madhvacharya in a very nice way, and then he said, I have a question. Then he told Madhvacharya that you are establishing Dvaita philosophy, that there is a distinction between living entity and the Supreme Lord, Brahman. Then how can you say that both are different? Because living entity is also called as Brahman. And the Supreme Lord is also addressed as Brahman. So that means both must be the same. The scripture is talking about it. So Madhvacharya, he ordered his disciples to get one coconut. Dried up full coconut. So then he showed, what is this? Then he told, it's coconut. Then Madhvacharya asked his disciple to peel off all the, the top part or the skin part of it, tear it off. And he asked, what is this? It is the skin. And he showed the coconut. And what is this? It is a coconut. Then Madhvacharya asked his disciple to break the shell and remove the white part of the coconut separate and make the shell separate. Then Madhvacharya asked, what is this? Then, this is a shell. And what is this coconut? Then Madhvacharya told that when all the coconut, the shell and the skin was together, you told them, told everything together as coconut. When the skin was removed, you told, this is skin, this is coconut. When the shell was removed, you told, this is skin, this is shell, this is coconut. Now tell me, when all were together, you told it as coconut only, na? Why you do not tell it is skin, it is shell? The same way, this Brahman is of three kinds. Jiva Brahman, Jada Brahman, Parabrahman. Bhokta Bhogayatam Pranicharam Chamatva Sarvam Brotam Trividam Cha Brahman Etat. Trividam Cha Brahman Etat. One is known as Jiva Brahman. One is known as Jada Brahman. One is known as Parabrahman. Jiva Brahman means the living entity is Brahman. Why? Because it is part and parcel of Krishna. It shares the same nature. That is why Jiva is also addressed as Brahman. There is nothing wrong in addressing Jiva as Brahman. It is Jiva Brahman. Just because Jiva is addressed as Brahman, that doesn't become Parabrahman. Because it is Jiva Brahman. Trividham Brahman is of three kinds. Jiva Brahman. Jada Brahman. Jada Brahman means this world. This world is also Brahman. Why? Because it is energy of Krishna. Where does Krishna address this world as Brahman? He addresses this world as Brahman in this verse, where Krishna says that Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma Tasmin Garbham Dadamyam. Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma. This is Mahat Brahma. Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma. This world is Brahman. But it is unconscious, so you call it as Jada Brahman. Sarvam Kaluidam Brahma. That is also energy of Krishna. And ultimately, there is Parabrahman. That is the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord. So in this way, Krishna has one energy. One energy, Parasya Shakti. But that one energy manifests into, primarily first into three forms. The complete manifestation of the Chit Shakti is known as Antaranga Shakti. Complete manifestation. The partial manifestation of Chit Shakti is known as Tatastha Shakti, that is a living entity. The shadow manifestation of Chit Shakti is known as Maya Shakti, or it is known as Bahiranga Shakti. So in this way, three manifestations of Krishna's energy will give a very wonderful explanation to all the confusions existing in this world regarding the world, matter, spirit, and controller. Now, somebody may ask that why is there so much of talk going on about these things? In Bhagavatam, wherever you go, so many places this subject matter is described. Why? Because this establishes our Sambandha Jnana very strongly. Because if you want to know something about an object, first thing what you know about the object is about how it is distinct from another object. So the knowledge of distinctions is the first step towards achieving the knowledge about an object. Suppose you want to know about, you are a Gujarati and you want to know about idli. And for that, the South Indian will explain to you that how it is like dokla, but it is round in shape. It is like dokla, but it is white in color. So it is soft like dokla, but the dokla is made up of something, besan. This is made up of something like that. So how do you know about idli if you don't know about, if you have never heard about it? How do you know? You know by how that is different from the object which you already know. That is a process of knowing. That is a process of epistemology. That is how our children, everybody know. We all learned language. We all learned so many things. By relating the unknown to the known by using the theory of distinction. So this is how you know about Krishna. How is distinct from Jiva? How is distinct from matter? You don't know Krishna. Because matter and the living entity, Jiva, these are the two energies of Krishna with which can be perceived in this world. So you want to know Krishna, who is unknown to you. How do you know? You know through the known. The unknown is known through the known by a theory of comparison and theory of distinction. Oh, you analyze the Jiva. You know who is Krishna? He is Vibhu Atma. You are Anu Atma. Is it? I can only know this much, but Krishna knows everything. I can only lift this much, but Krishna can lift go over that, like that. In this way, the unknown Lord is known through the known objects. So the same way, known matter. You know how the Supreme Lord is distinct from matter. The relationship between the Supreme Lord and matter, in this way you ascertain the nature of the Supreme Lord by knowing the sambandh, that by knowing the Veda and sambandh. That is how we come to know about things. So, this is the subject matter of this particular verse. That is distinction between matter and the living entity and the Supreme God has been described. So we stop here. Any questions, please do ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. Prabhuji, I just have one question. You explained so many different concepts. So I was wondering, so if, the dream, is that experienced by the, when they say it's experienced by the Brahman, is it referring to both, like all the three Brahmans or two Brahmans or just one Brahman? Prabhu, I was a little confused on that.
Can you repeat the question, Rajani? I missed one of the two words.
Yeah, so you mentioned that the dream is experienced with the Brahman. So which Brahman is it referring to, Prabhu?
Dream is Jiva.
Okay.
The super soul is all knower, but the soul, the Jiva, is a knower. I know my dream, I don't know your dream. You don't know somebody else's dream, like that. So that shows there are two knowers. One is the super soul, who knows everything, all the bodies, and other is a soul which is there only subjective, only to the particular body. That is why Krishna says, Kshetrajnam chabhimam vidyas sarvakshetreshu bharata. Sarvakshetreshu bharata. Kshetrajnam chabhimam vidyas. You know that I am also a knower, but sarvakshetresu, I am the knower in all the kshetras, all the bodies. So if somebody asks you what is knowledge, where Arjuna also asks Krishna what is knowledge, then Krishna replied with a simple sentence. Kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam yatta jnanam matam mama. To know kshetra, that is the field of activities, that is matter, and kshetrajnayor means two kshetrajnas, the soul and the super soul. You know these three is knowledge. How do you know? First, you know the distinction between these three. Number two, you know the relationship between these three. Number three, you know what they are. That is called knowledge. Okay.
Sure, Prabhuji. And also, I've heard that during the dream state, the subtle body is still active. So, is that a correct understanding, Prabhuji?
Yes, yes. In the dream state, Ras body is sleeping, subtle body is active.
Sure, Prabhu. And also, you talked about, Drishti Srishti Vada. I was wondering, so are these dreams like real or, are they happening at a different realm or how do we understand that, Prabhuji?
Yes, you said this different realm, but actually the proper word is different dimension.
I see.
Now we know the science of dimensions, like we have x-axis and y-axis. X-axis, single dimension, only length. When you take a piece of paper, it is like length and breadth. That is two dimensions. When you have length, breadth and depth, that becomes 3D, three dimension. Like your house, you are staying in the house. It has got, the room has got some length, it's got a breadth, and also the height or the depth. No, when you can have one dimension, when you can have two dimensions, when you have three dimensions, why not four dimensions? There are five dimensions also. Six dimensions, like there are 64 dimensions. So the mind is existing in higher dimensions. There are many people who live in the higher dimensions, which you cannot see. Like you are living in a totally different dimension for an ant. Yakshas are living in a totally different dimension. The ant cannot perceive that about a rocket. Now we are like, and for some other living entities who are living in higher dimensions, we cannot even imagine what they are to. And the mind is also like, you cannot say, you the mind, you show me your mind.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, Prabhu, we couldn't hear you for a bit. You were talking about the mind is in a different direction, dimension, and after that you got cut off.
Yes, yes. It's at a different dimension. So like, if I ask you that, show me your mind. How many kilos is your mind? Can you tell me? You cannot. At the same time, the mind exists. Where does it exist?
In a different dimension.
Yes, different dimension. That's another thing.
Sure, Prabhu. And also, Prabhuji, sorry if I'm asking too many questions, but one last, Prabhuji. Also, I heard from, you know, I was listening to a class earlier by Sri Vaishnava philosopher, and he was mentioning that the dreams are actually superimposed on the actual thought. So, you know, like they're like more in the sense of fantasy than the actual thing. So can you please throw some light on it, Prabhuji?
Dreams are existing at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
All dreams are not at the same level. There are some dreams which are simply hallucinations, like somebody is drunk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he combines two things. He saw gold somewhere, he saw a mountain somewhere, and he sees a golden mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's called hallucination. There are some dreams which are pertaining to the day-to-day experiences and extreme desires. So there are certain dreams. For example, a child has a dream of eating ice cream because he wanted an ice cream, but the mother did not give, something like that. There are certain dreams which are previous life, subtle impressions that is manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain dreams which are, which you can see, which is going to happen in future in your karma. Something is going to happen in future. That is because of your karma, and you could reach to that level of depth in your consciousness where you're able to see that. And some very big siddhas are there, great personalities. Because they dream, it happens. So there are different levels and depths of dreams. So not all dreams are at the same level.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please give your association more often. We learn a lot. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So we stop here because I got urgent call to
attend. Yeah. Hare Krishna, we have one more hand raised, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Sudhakar Prabhu, would you like to ask your question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Actually, frankly admitting, today's lecture was slightly, for me, it is going too much beyond my mind. So just to apologize if my question is look stupid or idiot.
Yeah.
You started this session, if I understand, is that, you know, with the mantra, like, you know, the God, Ananta, has manifested to the Chitraketu. And then you started discussing about the three states of consciousness. So if I try to correlate to these two things, I'm just trying to correlate. So is it that the God manifestation is also like a dream, or it is a sort of, which is sort of a consciousness, like you said, awareness, where the gross body and subtle body is fully active, and dream is only gross body active, subtle body is active. So God's manifestation is considered as what type of consciousness here?
Even I had told different levels of dreams are there. Suppose, for example, you attended some aarti and nice singing, beautiful deity you saw, and it appears in your dreams. You know? And that's good, that's spiritual. And sometimes it so happens because of your sadhana, then you are constantly seeing Krishna also in the dreams. That's another level of a sadhaka. And sometimes it so happens the Lord is very free, he can appear in your dreams. Not all three are the same, isn't it? So definitely all three. How definitely all it is spiritual. Seeing Krishna in dreams is quite spiritual. Yeah. You're saying something. Haribol?
Yeah. So if seeing the God or Guru in the dream is as good as manifestation of the God in front of the devotee, the same?
Yeah. Same.
So, okay, I'm not able to understand. The third one, which you said, Sukshiti, like gross body and subtle body, totally inactive, that state. Also, I think, if I understood, you said it's liberation. Yeah.
Some people think it is liberation, but it is not. Because that is another state of conditioned consciousness.
Okay. So, if I understand, that means God communicates with his devotees through either three consciousness, like through the dreams or through the awareness. Is it my understanding right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, Krishna can manifest in your dreams by sweet will, no problem. There is no restriction on Krishna. He can appear in anywhere in your dreams.
Okay, thank you, Bhante.
That's it. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada Ki
Jai. Jai. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpata Rupesha,
Vancha Kalpata Rupesha, Krupasindhu Bhyavacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Namo Namaha. Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gauranga Nityananda. Radhe. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.